Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here on the Locked On Big 12 podcast. Today it is October 25th, 2021. Today's show is brought to you by RockAuto.com. For the best prices on parts for your car or truck, go to RockAuto.com today. On today's show, breaking news, Matt Wells is out as the Texas Tech football coach. Sonny Cumbie will be the interim head coach for the last four games of the season. We'll break down the news, why it happened, what's next for Texas Tech here on today's show. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's get into it here today on the show. The news is that Matt Wells is out as the Texas Tech head coach. It was first reported by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. The story I'm going to read from today is from Max Olson at The Athletic. The story reads, Texas Tech coach Matt Wells dismissed. Per a source, he says that Texas Tech has fired coach Matt Wells after less than three seasons. A source confirmed The Athletic. First-year offensive coordinator Sonny Cumbie, a former Red Raiders quarterback, is expected to take over as interim coach for the team's final four games. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram first reported the news that Wells will be fired Monday. Wells exits with a 13-17 record and a 7-16 record in Big 12 games. He was 5-3 this season, but suffered a blowout loss to Texas and TCU, and also they just blew a 14-point lead as well against Kansas State at home. He mentions that Wells won four games in each of his first two seasons and was nearly fired at the end of 2020. It felt like there was, you know, I think we all kind of remember it. There was a little waiting period there. They decided to keep Wells, go out with Yost, bring in Cumbie as the offensive coordinator. But then after this season, they've decided to let him go. And obviously Wells came in after he was at Utah State, ended there with 11-2 run. And then in 2018, that after that offseason, he replaced Cliff Kingsbury, who was there and then now is with the Cardinals. Cumbie could still lead the Red Raiders to bowl eligibility, but their final four games come against the four ranked opponents in the Big 12, Oklahoma State, and Baylor. And it's also 2017 was the last time that Texas Tech played in a bowl game. All right, so there's a whole lot to digest here. Ironically enough, when this news broke, I was actually recording a podcast with Patrick Kahn. I used to do Locked On Longhorns, and now he covers LSU for USA Today, but also he's starting a Substack to cover Texas Tech. And we were discussing the news, you know, what's happening right now at Texas Tech, coming off the game this weekend. And it's important to note that I think a lot of people, you know, were thinking, all right, this is their chance to get to bowl eligibility. This one game against Kansas State, it's their easiest remaining game. It's at home. It's a pick 'em. Obviously, they go up 24-10. They don't score. They get shut out in the second half. They lose that game. And to me, it was maybe if he wins that and snags one more, seven wins, no Tyler Shuck, people feel a bit better about Matt Wells. That's not the case, it appears. It seems like they were a bit closer than I would have assumed to hiring him. And Sam Kahn Jr. says Wells was on thin ice coming into the season and needed a big year to stay in Lubbock. Texas Tech started well, going 3-0 non-conference, but its three losses have been ugly. The Red Raiders gave up 70 against Texas, 52 at home to TCU, and squandered a 14-point halftime lead on Saturday and a home loss to Kansas State. Getting to bowl eligibility will be tough with Oklahoma, Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and Baylor left in schedule. Tech decided to move now rather than allow Wells to try and save his job. So clearly, Kirby Hocutt had said, all right, I've seen enough. This is not the guy in the brass Texas Tech as well. It said, all right, this is, you know, it's coming to a head here. We've seen enough. We know Matt Wells is not the guy moving forward. And I just want to say, wearing my Texas Tech shirt today. I will wear, you know, shirts of all the Big 12 teams. If you're a first-time watcher, it's what I do. You know, it's supporting the entire conference as a whole. I do not have a team specifically in the conference. But so the goal is not to bury the dead. Everybody here, everybody I've worked with says that Matt Wells is a really good dude, a really nice guy. He's a likable guy. I've been on Zooms with him before when he's been a guest on SiriusXM's Big 12 Today, a show that I work pretty often. He's always been really gracious with the time, a really likable guy, and that part should be noted. This is not about Matt Wells as a person. I have been very outspoken. If there are people in this business that I do not find to be you know, pleasant or I find to be, you know, kind of morally abhorrent. It appears Matt Wells is not one of those guys, and everybody just loves him. The problem was the results weren't very good. 4-8, 4-8, and then now obviously 5-3. But what can you say was the big win this year for them? Yes, they had the comeback win earlier in the season against Houston. But with that being said, like, there was no marquee win for them on the ledger. You know, they didn't really have a game that was great. Sure, they come back and beat Houston, and Houston's been a good football team, but you wouldn't call that a marquee win, the game that was really a three-point spread or within three. They had that close call against Stephen F. Austin. They had the big win over FIU. They got slaughtered by Texas in the game Tyler Shuck gets hurt in. Awesome effort with Henry Columbia on the road against West Virginia, but we know now West Virginia is not that good of a football team. Getting crushed at home by 21 against TCU. Big win against Kansas. And then the home loss against Kansas State. And so if you're looking for progress, this team was making progress in a record sense, but was going to end up at 5-7. Now, 5-7 would have been better in the first 2 years, but that is not good enough to keep that job. It's the job where you should be going to bowl games. You're located in Texas. You're a Big 12 school. They should be competing. And a point that I had made too, and I was talking about this with Patrick, is that, you know, the Big 12 has been very competitive as it pertains to having different schools push for a Big 12 championship. In the last decade or so, Kansas State, TCU, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Baylor, Texas, all of those schools have either, you know, shared a title, made a push for a title, been in the title game. And one of the schools you did not hear in that entire list was Texas Tech. Texas Tech is not a school that's in that position right now. And I think that this is the right decision to make, is that what you do here is you say, okay, change is coming in this conference. To make sure that we don't stay as a middling team with no chance for upward trajectory, we need to do something to get this program jump-started. And when the new schools come in, Texas Tech wants to position themselves as the team that can be in that Big 12 mix to win the conference every once in a while, because they're not right now. They have not been close to that for a while now. There's a reason why I fired Cliff Kingsbury. And so they haven't been in that mix. You go back in the last couple years, like, that they should have had that win last year against Texas, and you know, things spiraled out of control for them back in was it? Yeah, last year, I think it was. They've had some close calls. They've had some games that they could have won, and things could have been different, but they never got those big wins. Patrick Conn was saying, I don't think Matt Wells would ever win a big game again. So, and you know, it's tough with Tyler Shuck going out and having to deal with Henry Columbia, but it's time for some new blood. They've got to make sure they keep guys like Baron Morton in the program. I do think they have some talent on that outside, especially, you know, their backfield super talented. Eric Azakama is really talented. They need to kind of keep building up that receiving core. They need to also build that defense a little bit. The defense needs to be a defense that forces turnovers, that makes plays, that, you know, if you're gonna give up a bunch of yards, kind of the way to augment that is to force turnovers, right? You know, you can kind of be the feast or famine defense, but as long as you're creating more opportunities for your offense, and that's what you have to do. And Texas Tech's defense, while it's been actually okay at times this season, has had major lapses, like the Texas game, TCU game. But you know, I thought, all things considered, they actually played pretty decent against Kansas State, save a couple mistakes that they made, you know, penalties and whatnot. So I think that this is a team that definitely needs new leadership, and it's, you know, it sucks that Matt Wells is gone, and, you know, for a good person, but I know there are some Texas Tech fans there who are very pleased with this. Now, this leads us to who is going to be the guy there moving forward. So let's take a break. We come back, let's discuss that. Who could replace Matt Wells at Texas Tech? But first, a word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by Prize Picks. Our friends at Prize Picks, go check them out. Download the app today. It's available in most states. When you guys download, Prize Picks right now, what you guys can do is use the promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On. And you'll receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. If you deposit $100, they'll give you an extra $100 to play with right now at Prize Picks. The way it works is they set lines like over-under yards for Henry Columbia, over-under touchdowns for Bijan Robinson, things like that. And you pick over, you pick under, you go up against it. It's a lot of fun to do. Once again, check out Prize Picks today. Download the app. Today's show is also brought to you by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is the best place to find affordable parts for your car or truck. It's a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. What you do is go to RockAuto.com today. Check out all of their parts. They've got thousands of them from hundreds of manufacturers. You can spend, you can choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more for the same parts if you go to a chain store or car dealership. But if you go to RockAuto.com, you'll be saving money today. Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all those parts that are available. Write "Locked On" in their "How'd You Hear About Us" box. That way they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's RockAuto.com. All right, so now we have to discuss who is going to be, who's going to be the guy that could replace him. So first off, let's start off with Sonny Cumbie. Now, Sonny Cumbie, is a guy that obviously played quarterback at Texas Tech. They brought him in as the offensive coordinator. I think it's important to note that David Yost was Matt Wells' guy, right? Matt Wells had a good relationship with him. They worked together, obviously, at Utah State. So when Sonny Cumbie came in, it felt like more of the school, the athletic department, whatever it is, pushing for a guy that was like that, a Texas Tech guy to help them out. He's going to get the chance to prove himself. The problem for Sonny Cumbie is he's going to have to prove himself against four very good football teams. I don't know if Texas Tech is capable of beating any of them. I don't think they're capable of beating Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma could always lay an egg. We never know. But with Henry Columbia, I don't think they're capable of beating Oklahoma. Oklahoma State defense could give them fits, I feel like. Iowa State is too well of an oiled machine. And maybe if Baylor has a bad day, but Baylor doesn't seem to have many bad days. So it's going to be an uphill climb for them to get that sixth win. So Sonny Cumbie could be staring at a situation where he goes 0-4 as the interim coach. And if that's the case, I really doubt that they would consider him to be the head coach. That would not be, that might be a situation. So maybe they're setting him up to fail. I don't know. Maybe they have a higher opinion of him because, he's a Texas Tech guy and they're saying, hey, look, you just have to take over now. I know we're putting you in a tough spot. You won't truly be assessed off these four games. Although I don't think that's going to be necessarily true if they tell him that. So that is the first place that I would look. And Sonny Cumbie is just 40 years old, right? But this also for him would be his first, his first stint as a head coach at the collegiate level. He's only coached in the state of Texas when it comes to Division I college football. He's a GA at Texas Tech in 2009-10, wide receivers coach in 2011-12. 2013, he was a co-offensive coordinator. Then TCU 2014-16, he was the co-OC and QBs coach, upgraded to offensive coordinator from 2017-20, and then OC and QBs coach at Texas Tech back in 2021. Somebody that understands the air raid very well, played in it, coaches it. That's how they kind of want to operate. But is that the guy that they want to move with? That wouldn't be necessarily the culture change that you'd be looking for. And here's the thing. You do need a Texas guy. I think that is something that is important. I think that's really, where they want to – that's kind of where you want to start if you're there. The second guy I would consider would be Jeff Traylor. This is not an idea that is just my own. This has been kicked around by many people. Jeff Traylor obviously roots in the state of Texas, longtime high school football coach in the state. Of Texas was the Gilmer head coach from 2014. Then he went to Texas where he was a assistant coach there, SMU, associate head coach, then to Arkansas, same position as well as running backs coach. Then he went to UTSA in 2020, 7-5 in 2020, 8-0 in 2021. He is from Gilmer, Texas. Obviously, this is a guy who has got Texas in his blood. Stephen F. Austin is where he played his college ball. This is a guy that makes a lot of sense. I think that's the guy that they're going to target. And I think that's a guy that they should 110% consider. Traylor is going to be somebody that I think is going to be an attractive candidate, but I don't know where outside of Texas this makes a whole lot of sense. This feels like the right fit. This feels like the right job. And look, Houston might have come open earlier this year, if things went the wrong way, but Dana Holgorsen looks like he's got those Houston Cougars back on track. Maybe they were never off track. Maybe this was the plan the entire time, but looks like he's got them back on track. So the one opening I think that we're going to see in the state of Texas is going to be the Texas Tech job. Well, it's already open now, but it is the Texas Tech job. And it appears that, you know, well, TCU, I have a feeling it might come open eventually. But for this moment, at this point in time, Texas Tech is that job. It's an air raid place. It feels like it's a pretty good cultural fit. And so I think Texas Tech might have the inside track on a guy like Jeff Traylor because the job is opening earlier on. They can make contact, you know, behind, you know, back channels, make some contact with him and see if things can kind of make their way down the road. One more candidate to give you guys, but first one more word from our sponsors here on today's show. Today's Locked On Big 12 podcast is brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. Football season's going strong right now, and the only place to get in on all the action is betonline.ag. You go there today. You know, you guys can sign up. It's free to do. Use that promo code Locked On. You get 100% deposit bonus right now. If you do that, it's LOCKEDON Locked On. But if it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, Formula One, whatever you guys want to bet on, go there today at betonline.ag. They've got it there for you. Once again, that's BetOnline. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. All right, so the last option, this one was kicked around by Patrick Kahn. I want to give him some credit here as well. Another Sonny, this one of the Dykes variety. Sonny Dykes could be a candidate to be head coach. This is a guy who is from the state of Texas, from Big Spring, Texas. He played baseball at Texas Tech University. He was a wide receivers coach at Texas Tech University from 2000 to 04. Co-OC and wide receivers coach there also from 05 to 06. Obviously, he's coached at Louisiana Tech, Cal, TCU as an offensive analyst. And then now he's at SMU and they're having a great season. Another guy who's obviously got ties to the program, you know, with his father being coach at Texas Tech. So, you know, infamous Spike Dykes, great name, Sonny and Spike Dykes, awesome names. But the way he's got them humming right now, another guy who makes a lot of sense, who fits in, a guy who's at the right age. You know, he's not young necessarily, but he's not old. He's just 51 years old and it's still, you know, pretty young in the coaching business. So only at 51, this could be a natural step up for him right now from SMU. Obviously, as the Power 5 coaching experience that he got at Cal, that was a bad fit. But also ask yourself, is Cal worse off now than they were when he was the coach? They've really struggled as of late. And so that was a bad cultural fit. We're obviously seeing him now back in the state of Texas, having a lot of success. He's got a good recruiting pedigree as well, knows the area, seeing him have success right now, 10-3, 7-3, 7-0 in his last three seasons. That's the third guy I would consider, kind of names off the top of my head. Obviously, none of those are a lock, right? We all know that. None of this stuff is a foregone conclusion. None of this is for sure. But if I had to think right now, those were the guys that I would think of. And we're going to get somebody from Texas Tech on this week to break this down more, talk about what happened there. But I think all those guys are definitely options. We saw them go with Mark Adams, the coach who is now their basketball coach, who was an assistant, Kirby Hokut. Feels like that was the right move. Everybody's pretty excited right now about him. So maybe Sonny Cumbie's situation, people will be excited about the prodigal son staying home and being there. And maybe Sonny Dykes, the literal prodigal son, right, of Coach Spike Dykes could come in and he could do that. But we've seen in the years past, we've seen with coaches like Mike Leach, going to a bowl game consistently, being in that mix is possible. Is winning a Big 12 championship going to be what they can do every single year? No. But can they do a lot better than what they've been doing? Yes. Everybody, if you're a Tech fan, you know this. And so this is a change that needed to be made. It felt like, you know, I saw it coming. I didn't quite see it coming now. I maybe thought you'd let him eat those last four losses, but maybe they said, hey, we've seen enough. Let's get some fresh blood in there. Sonny Cumbie, it's your team right now. Try to keep the guys together, a coach they know, you know, and get them rolling a little bit. I'd like to see some more Baron Morton. I think a lot of fans are like the same too. But yeah, there's a lot up in the air right now. So let's see what direction they go in. If Sonny Cumbie can rack up a couple wins here, if he gets two wins, I mean, I think you have to consider making him the coach moving forward with this difficult schedule coming up. But yeah, I think he's got a chance to prove himself. I think Jeff Traylor is definitely a guy on their radar that they've got circled right now. And also, I think you definitely have to look at Sonny Dykes at SMU, somebody who could go there and make the jump back to the Power 5 level. And also, once again, as this conference is transitioning, I think it's the right time for them to make a cultural change. All right, that will do it for today's show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You can follow me at Josh Neighbors _. You can find us on YouTube. Just look up Locked On Big 12. And also you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just search Locked On Big 12 and subscribe there. All right, my friends, until next time, as always, stay safe.